Hi, welcome to Feminist Mormon Housewives. I'm your host, Cammie, and we're continuing our Now series, Narrating Ordained Women. And we have a really, I think it's our youngest participant on today. I have with me Isabella Parker, and we're going to just talk a little bit about why she is going to post a profile on ordainedwomen.org and what her vision is about it. So, Isabella, thank you for being on here.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Isabella, would you like to tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, maybe your age, your grade, how long you've been in the church?
Sure. Well, I'm 15. I'm going into my sophomore year of high school, and I've been in the church all my life. I was baptized at age 8. I am in the IB program at East High, so in Wichita, Kansas.
The IV, so, the IV program, you said?
Yeah, it's an international baccalaureate.
Ooh, so what do you do with that?
Well, it's basically like a pre-college course for high school students. We don't really enter it until junior and senior year, but we're kind of preparing for it now.
Okay. Wow.
And about 125 kids get into it each year, so.
From
or
your...
in this school. I mean, thousands get into it internationally,
okay.
But.
Okay.
Thank you.
So you're definitely motivated.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular interest in school that you want to pursue?
Well, science and biology has always been, you know, kind of up there with my favorites, but I really enjoy everything, honestly.
Oh, that's good. Are you in any sports or extracurricular activities?
Yeah, I do drama, soccer, tennis, and youth activities. I'm also involved in the LGBT club at my school, so we do some things with that throughout the year.
Okay, that's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender group?
Yes.
And so how do you help with that?
Well, I'm currently a leader in the group, so I help out by organizing the meetings and getting everyone together and updating them on the news and telling them why it's good to be supportive.
Excellent. And do you help, have you noticed that it's helped a difference with bullying and teasing for the LGBT community in your school?
I think that it really has helped so far, at least with the people who have come to our meetings. And of course, we love to spread the word to other people about like how to be more, more comfortable with people who may be a little bit different. Because I know that for some people, it can kind of make them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the reason that we're called GSA, is the Gay Straight Alliance. So we're trying to make it fair for everyone to be comfortable with everyone.
That's wonderful. That is amazing. I know people in that community when I was in school, and it was wonderful to see the kind of support when it was there. It definitely helped to educate the people around them and give them support. I'm really happy you're doing that, Isabella.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit. You have not, as of yet, let's see, this is June 1st, actually.
Yeah.
2014, and you have decided to put up a profile on ordainedwomen.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me why. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I feel like women should be able to have the same ability to have to act upon the power of God, just like men do.
Hmm.
And I feel like that the more people who advocate for that, the more popular it becomes, the more the church will listen, the more we'll be able to really act upon what we believe.
Amazing. And what led a 15-year-old girl to think about that, to see that?
Well, of course, my mom has always helped me with telling me all these news things and keeping me updated. And But I just look around at church. I remember when I first turned 12, I was kind of jealous that all the guys got to go do sacrament meeting and I couldn't. Mm-hmm. And there's just, I've always noticed that the men are the people who lead the meetings. And I kind of feel, I used to feel a little bit.
Left out?
I felt, just a little left out.
Mm.
And I know several stories of women who weren't able to bless their child or do something like that because they didn't believe they had the priesthood. So I felt really bad that there's people who think that they can't have the power to act with God.
Hmm. I see.
Which I believe is something that everyone should have.
So for you, it's more about sharing the responsibility of acting in God's name.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. And have you done anything up until this point? Have you done anything unusual in regards to church that maybe was a little bit unorthodox?
Well, I did wear pants on the National Pants Woman Wearing Pants Day.
Got it.
And a few people asked me about it. They're like, "Wow, you're wearing pants. That's strange." I actually wore them today again because I was so sick of wearing skirts.
That's great. But, and so, was it your friends that came up and mentioned something, or adults?
Well, my friends, they kind of were like trying to be nice, but were also uncomfortable the first time I did it.
Mm.
But then as I've done it more, they've kind of gotten used to it. And they're like, "Oh, this is Bella. You know, she doesn't really care if she wears skirts or not." And then most of my leaders are really supportive. So they weren't very judgmental. But a few of them, I could kind of tell they were kind of looking at me differently. But
But nobody has pulled you, like the bishop hasn't pulled you aside and talked
to
you?
No.
Oh. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I was actually kind of scared the first day.
I was going to ask you if you were. And what made you decide to do it?
Well, I felt like it would definitely make a statement if all the girls wore pants. And I don't really understand why it is we do need to wear skirts all the time. Like, why do people see that as a mandatory thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I start wearing pants, maybe other people will. And then maybe it won't have to be such a harsh rule to wear dresses or skirts.
Right. But you seem like a definite leader, Isabella.
Well, thank you.
Have you been told?
It's funny. I was actually called to be the Miami-Dade's president, and I was set apart wearing pants today. So.
Oh my goodness, that is awesome! I wish I had a picture of that. That would be beautiful. Wow, that's amazing! Is this your first time being a president of a class?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Yes. Do you like young women's?
Oh, yeah. The leaders are really nice, and I've made so many friends in young women's.
Oh, that's good. And are you going to camp, or did you already go to camp?
I have been to camp a couple times, but I'm not sure whether or not we'll be able to make it this year.
Mm.
Well, but we're definitely going to try.
So I usually ask people what kind of response they've had from putting up their profile. I'm just curious from the responses you've had of being a little bit unorthodox already. What kind of response do you think might happen, or are you going to be telling people that you're putting up your profile?
Well, I feel like I've been pretty open about the fact that I would appreciate women having the priesthood in my young women's class, especially. Mm-hmm. I like asking complicated questions during young women's to mm-hmm. kind of see what different people's perspectives are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've gotten into a few almost debates about mm-hmm. some things during church, and it can actually turn into kind of a lesson about something that they believe, something that I believe that they kind of think is true.
What is it? Like, just name one thing. Just curious.
Well, just now we're talking about the priesthood, and mm-hmm. today they were talking about how all women and men are equal and they have different roles. So I was tempted to bring up the question, like, why is it that we should have different roles? Like, they say mm-hmm. women have motherhood, but men have fatherhood. So it's kind of leaving me wondering, like, maybe we're being a little left out. And so I like to ask things like, why is it that only women have motherhood, but men have priesthood and fatherhood? And then we kind of just debate about on that for a while.
Wow, you ask really good questions. Do your Sunday school teachers appreciate that? Do they roll with it?
I think that sometimes they look a little stumped, but they've never come up to me and told me to stop. So,
yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
They probably
sometimes
don't think
they're kind of just thinking about it for a while.
Well, yeah, that you might be the first person to make them think that.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter was in class and she just turned 12, but when she was an 11-year-old, they were doing a lesson this year on Heavenly Mother and, well, Heavenly Parents, and they mentioned Heavenly Mother and that we don't talk about her. And my daughter said, but I don't get it. Why do we not talk about her? And they gave the rhetorical answer, because she's so special and she's so right. sacred. And, you know, she's just, Heavenly Father's just protecting her. And my daughter just said, but she's a goddess. She's not a wimp.
Oh my
God. So,
that's
yeah.
fantastic.
Out of the mouth of babes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep doing what you're doing. You're probably really, it's important, I think, to have good dialogue. And gosh,
yeah.
that's awesome. So what kind of vision do you have for the ordination of women in the church? If you were to see it in motion as the way you want it, how would it look like?
Well, I think that we should have definitely like just the same opportunities that men do in the priesthood. I would like to see a couple meetings where women can lead or women introduce everyone to the meeting and sacrament meeting, mm-hmm. or women can set people apart, and so many things that women are able to do that they aren't able to do now.
Okay. Like what would be a few other things that they would do just like the men?
Well, for one thing is passing out the sacrament. That's one thing that I've always kind of been jealous of. Mm. Like, why can't I go up there and be in front of everyone and pass out all reverently?
Yeah. I think that would be a real humbling experience if I've thought about that for myself too, how
yeah.
that would feel. Yeah. What about anything else, like missions or general
yeah,
authorities?
Like why, one thing that I've always wondered is why is it that men are pushed to go on a mission more than women are?
Mm.
So I think that would be one thing that I'd want to more equalize.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily like forcing anyone to go on a mission, but just saying, you know, it'd be good if, like, it'd be equal, it'd have an equal importance for men and women to go on missions.
Right. Right. Well, that's neat. I just want to thank you, Isabella, not just for doing this interview, but for just being so confident and sharing your thoughts, even though they're different from other people in the church.
Thank you.
Yeah. So keep doing that. Is there anything else you would say to the listeners, or maybe if there's a young girl listening to you right now, what would you say to her?
Just stick with what you believe. And if someone comes along and tries to change you, then think about what your personal beliefs are. Think about whether or not that person's argument is valid. And use other people's wisdom to shape your own life, but still stick to your true morals and beliefs.
Wow. Out of the mouths of babes. Thank you so much, Isabella. And I look forward to seeing your profile.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.